Hello?
Hi, good morning. This is Natalia on a recorded line. I'm calling about the Depo Provera, the birth control lawsuit.
Who is this? Yes.
Hi, is this Alice Garrison?
Yes, it is.
Hi, Alice. Did you get an attorney to help you with filing a claim?
No, I did not.
No? Okay. Would you like to see if you meet the requirements to receive a settlement?
Yes. And I know I do because I've had the Depo shot. I'm now 29, but I've had them since I was 10. So, yeah. Since I was 10 to when I was 18. So,
10 to 18, okay.
Yeah.
So, you used it for about 8 years?
Yes, and I have been diagnosed with 3 different types of cancers, which have been verified by doctors.
Oh, okay. So, I'm so sorry to hear that, yeah. Okay, were you ever diagnosed with a tumor called meningioma?
Yes, I have. In my head, yes.
Yeah, okay. Did you ever receive treatment or surgery?
Yes, I did receive a biopsy, I received chemo and radiation for it, and yes.
Yeah, okay. Do you have medical records that would show the diagnosis and the treatment?
Yes, I do.
Yes, okay. So this was for yourself, and then you don't have an attorney assisting you?
I do not. No.
Okay. Are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not signed any contracts or retainers with an attorney for this?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Are you a resident of the United States?
Yes, I am.
Yes. Okay. And when were you diagnosed with the meningioma? What was the date?
That was 2017. Yeah, 2017. 2018. February, and it was confirmed, and yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay, so just, I'm sorry, it was hard to hear. You were diagnosed in 2017 or 2018?
2017.
Okay. And were you diagnosed with a meningioma after taking the Depo Provera for at least 1 year?
Yes.
Yes, okay. And what is your date of birth?
5/23/95.
5/23, you said?
Yep, 5/23/95.
95. Okay. It sounds a little muffled. Are you on speaker by any chance?
No. I'm in the middle of nowhere, so that's why.
Oh, the signal. Okay. That's okay. All right. So let's see. Besides yourself, do you know anybody else, any friends or family that took it?
No, not that I know.
No. Okay. No problem. And then I'm going to ask you a few more questions, just verbatim. You can answer yes or no. So did you consume the name brand specifically of the Depo Provera?
I did not consume. I was injected.
Oh, yeah, that's what I meant. I'm sorry.
Yes.
Did you, inject the contraceptive, specifically the brand name Depo Provera?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. And did you use it for at least 1 year minimum?
Yes.
Yeah. Within 1 year, can you confirm that you had at least 4 injections?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. And then did you use Depo Provera between January of 1992 through the present day?
I guess, yes.
Yeah. Okay. Just between those dates. So when was the first year that you used it?
First year was 2002 or 2003.
Okay, 2002. And when was the last year that you used it?
That was 2017.
2017, okay.
Yes.
All right. And can you confirm your gender for me?
Female.
Female, okay. And then I have your name here as Alice Garrison. Do you have a middle initial?
Diane, D.
D for Diane. Okay. And then your last name, Garrison, that's G-A-R-R-I-S-O-N?
Yes, correct.
Yes. Okay. So it looks like you do meet the minimum requirements so far. So what I'll do after the questions is I'll send you over an electronic document to sign. That's the retainer agreement that gives permission to the attorneys to start working on the case. Okay.
Awesome.
All right. Perfect. And then for the attorneys, can you confirm your social?
475-35-8642.
I'm sorry, can you repeat it one more time?
475-35-8642.
8642, okay. The first three, I heard 475, is that correct?
Yes, correct.
Okay, perfect. All right, 475. Okay, and then your email, I have aliceGarrison2@gmail.com.
Perfect. Yes.
Okay. And then your phone number is 719-310-2585.
Yes, correct.
Okay. Is that your cell phone number?
Yes, it is.
Yes. Okay. And have you ever had any prior cancer diagnosis?
No.
No. Okay. And then you said that you did receive treatment. What was the name of the hospital or medical facility where you were treated?
Brainerd Surgery Center. And the doctor was Curtis Waters.
Curtis Waters?
Yes.
Okay. Curtis Waters. Can you spell the first name for me?
K-U-R-T-U-S or Curtis. If you Google him, he's a plastic surgeon through Brainerd.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah.
Okay. Curtis Waters. Okay. I'm sorry, you said Waters or Walters?
Waters. W-A-T-E-R-S.
Okay, perfect. Okay, Curtis Waters.
And then if you do want another referral reference, you can contact my mother. She's the one that brought me to the appointments and stuff, and she can tell you where they were, the depot shots were taking place, at what, like, health partner facility they were taking place at, and stuff like that. So,
okay.
Her name is Jamie Wim.
Okay, 1 second. Hold on. You said your mother?
Yes.
Okay, what's her name?
Jamie, J-A-M-I-E. W-H-I-M. And you can contact her by phone at 320 679 6974.
Okay, I heard 320-679 6974. Okay.
Yes.
All right, perfect. And then her name is Jamie. Can you repeat the last name? Can you spell it for me?
W-H-I-M.
W-H-I-M?
M as in mother.
M as in mother. Okay.
It's on a whim.
Okay, perfect. All right. Let me see here. It's getting really hard to hear you. Can I actually call you right back on my direct desk line?
Yes, you may.
Yeah. Okay. I'll call you right back. It's going to be a 949 number. Okay.
Okay. Awesome.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you.